from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
What we do as coaches, for sure. You know, we've been doing that, all season and working into that. So preliminary plans on those. But with him, we're going to wait. You know, we're going to wait a little bit for that. You know, it'll be into next week when we start working on Tennessee.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That's me in for Matt Spiegel on The Score afternoon show this Thursday. Coming up, we'll hear from you on some of your texts that came in asking what you're watching for tonight as the Bears and the Chiefs wrap up the preseason. That was Matt Eberflus right there. He was asked if they're going to start getting Caleb Williams ready for Tennessee in just a couple weeks. You can hear Matt Eberflus tomorrow, Bernstein, Holmes, and Rahimi at 12:25. Hear from the Bears head coach following tonight's conclusion in the preseason. Joining me now to talk about those Bears and the NFL, NFL reporter for Fox Sports, also host over on Fox Sports Radio. Pleasure to welcome in Carmen Vitale. Carmen, how are you this afternoon?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really good. I think Bears fans are really, really good right now, Carmen. My first question is, like, how good should we be? Like, on a scale of, yeah, Caleb Williams might be pretty good to, let's measure him for the gold jacket. Where should Bears fans reasonably be at right now on that scale?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always one to temper expectations because I grew up in Chicago. I've been let down before. Yep. I try to not have overly ambitious expectations. I'd rather be pleasantly surprised than disappointed, right?
Spoken like a Bears fan. Spoken like a lifelong Bears fan, Carmen.
Right?
Yes.
And this is something that I go through life with. And I do think that there is so much reason for optimism. And Caleb Williams passed the first test with flying colors, which was the preseason. He had 43 snaps. And in those 43 snaps, not everything was perfect. But especially in that Cincinnati game, when things started slow, he kept at it and then ends up scoring his first touchdown as a Chicago Bear. All of these things are wonderful. It's a very small sample size. As you know, preseason is not the regular season. So the competition is just not as high. So I think you can glean this from Caleb Williams, that he has risen to this occasion in particular. That is encouraging for the next situation you need him to rise to, which is the regular season. I am so cautiously optimistic because of the wonderfully encouraging things that we saw with Caleb Williams' skill set, with the way that he's fitting into Waldron's offense, with how Waldron's offense is fitting his skill set. There are so many things to be encouraged about, but I just still just, like, you know, be a little, take it step by step. Don't go with the gold jacket yet.
Just
kind of step by step here.
Okay. How about this then? I have a podcast that nobody cares about, Carmen. I'm not even going to bother plugging it. But me and my co-host, he's a Packers fan, you know, we were getting into it a little bit. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to say it. Caleb Williams is going to be the best quarterback in the division week one. Is that crazy? Is that a crazy statement right there?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I think that's
all right. Okay. All right. How about could he be by the end of the season?
Here's my thing is, I'm not putting a ceiling on any of this. The ceiling is the moon.
I love that.
Or and beyond for the Chicago Bears. But I just don't want that to be the expectation. That's where kind of I come in. That's my realistic take. That's where I like to strike that balance, because I don't want to put the weight of the world on Caleb Williams' shoulders especially because he's surrounded by so much talent that he doesn't need to be the best quarterback in the division right away for the Bears to start seeing success. And I think that's kind of gone by the wayside, too, when you realize he just needs to be a game manager and not actively lose games for the Chicago Bears, because he's surrounded by experience, veterans. They've invested in the offensive line, the defense. I mean, the practices I saw in camp this year, the defense looks incredible. And they were winning every day that they were out there. And I was like, huh, should I be worried? And then Caleb Williams goes out in Buffalo and he does really well. And then he goes against the Bengals and he does really well. I was like, oh, no, I think the Bears defense is just that good. So Caleb Williams just needs to manage this team for right now and then continue to ascend and make sure that he's continuing to improve. But we shouldn't put like crazy expectations on him right away, because we don't even need that if the Bears are going to be successful this year.
Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports, Fox Sports Radio. My guest, Rami Makhlouf, in for Matt Spiegel here this afternoon on 670 The Score. In more reasonable times, I have said when talking about Caleb Williams, I don't expect him to do it all, and I expect growing pains. I expect those rookie moments throughout the season, but I also expect the Bears to win games, Carmen, and I think you touched on it there. It's that when he does have those rookie moments, do the guys around him, the veterans on offense, and what should be, in my opinion, a top 5 to top 10 defense in this league, kind of pick him up and still have this team in position to win when he has those rookie moments?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely the case. And I am of the volition that wins are not a quarterback stat, because I don't know how you reconcile that football is the ultimate team game, but then assign a win-loss record to a single player. There's so much more that goes into it. So I do think that the Bears can start winning. I expect them to have a winning season this year. How far beyond that, I'm not quite sure, because they are playing in one of the toughest divisions in the league this year. They are playing a fourth-place schedule, though, so that's always that's a welcome reprieve when you're playing the other teams across the league and in the NFC. But, yeah, this team has enough talent to start winning games. And, again, I don't want to place division expectations, not when you do have the Lions and the Packers who are – ahead of you in their team building process, mm-hmm. and did go into the playoffs, and in the Lions case made it to the NFC championship last year. You have to pencil those guys into the playoffs already. It's very, very rare that we see three teams from a division all make the playoffs too. So I think like that's where you have to kind of temper your expectations for the Bears, but it won't be for lack of success or even winning at this point, because to win the NFC North, I think that team is going to have to get at least 12 wins. That's so hard to do. But yeah. I think it's because these other teams and the level of competition in this division is so much higher.
Yeah, that really is one of the tallest hurdles to clear is the competition in the division. It's one of the strongest and I think just more intriguing and compelling divisions in this league when you look at some of the storylines going on. You mentioned, and talking with Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports and Fox Sports Radio here on the Score Afternoon Show, you're a Chicagoan, you're a Bears fan, and you do try and sort of temper expectations. And I sometimes my tempering expectations, Carmi, when I try and talk Carmen, when I talk myself down, it keeps me up at night, because then I get obsessed with the things that could go wrong. What are some of the things that maybe keep you up at night that maybe could make this Bears season go wrong and throw a wrench in the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, there are some concerns when I look at the defensive line in particular, where I don't know how much of a pass rush you're going to generate when teams can pretty easily key in on Montez Sweat, and then what's your answer for him on the other side or even on the interior. But if Jervon Dexter is the player they think he is, if Austin Booker ends up being an absolute draft steal, I think that you could be okay in that regard, but I am still concerned about that particular position group. And then offensively, my worry with Caleb Williams has always been, all right, we know that he can play the backyard football. We know he can improvise. We know he's an absolute athletic freak. Who does that remind you of? That is something that people said about Justin Fields too coming in, and that's why he was so highly touted. I am not at all comparing Justin Fields to Caleb Williams here, but I want to make sure that Caleb Williams can get into a rhythm, can operate an offense and structure, and can make kind of those more boring plays. And so far, we've been able to see that. And that's watching him in college. If you were to watch his highlight reels, it is all of the backyard athletic freak stuff that makes the highlight reels. But that's why it's so important to go and watch full games from him. And then what we've seen with him this preseason is that he can, in fact, do that. And this offense looks drastically different than anything we've seen in Chicago in a while, between the way that Waldron utilizes tight ends and multiple running back sets and gets a little bit creative with his personnel groupings. That should help when you talk about a rhythm. And if that's the case, then I'm not worried anymore at all. And I will tell you, the other thing that encourages me about the way Caleb Williams improvises is that when he scrambles, he keeps his eyes up. He doesn't just tuck his head and run. He looks for open throwing lanes after the play has broken down to make a play with his arm. That's not something we saw from Justin Fields. That's not something you see with running quarterbacks and like these really dual threat quarterbacks very often. They know they can make the play with their legs, so they do it. But I really am encouraged by the fact that Caleb Williams continues to look for his receivers, so much so that like if they're getting on the same page and once they get a lot of chemistry and they get some reps together, I mean, you see what Patrick Mahomes is able to do with Travis Kelce. If Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams end up being a tandem like that because they were drafted together, they get to stay together, all those wonderful things. Ryan Poles made sure DJ Moore was going to stick around for the next few years. That could be so special, but again, I need to see it against NFL competition.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
I want to tell you what keeps me up at night, but you brought up a point there that I wanted to also bring up. When you talk about his improvisation and keeping his eyes down the field when he's scrambling and improvising, it points to something that has really stood out to me, Carmen, and talking with Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports and Fox Sports Radio, which is from the day it was clear he was going to be the number one pick and the Bears had traded Justin Fields and cleared the path for that, no moment seems to be too big for him, whatever the platform, however bright the lights. And you wonder if that translates out onto the field and when there is literal physical pressure on him in the form of large men who intend to do bad things if they get their hands on him, if it translates there too. And hearing him talk about what he's thinking and what he's trying to do in those situations, you get the sense that he is just as calm and cool under pressure and has that presence of mind to sort of make the right decision even when the pressure is on. Again, it looked that way in all the pre-draft stuff and before he got on the field. Now that I've seen him take NFL snaps, it seems like it really translates to when he has the ball in his hands and it's decision time.
Yeah, I think Caleb Williams is so uniquely positioned to be the quarterback in this market on this team. Chicago has been starved for quarterback play basically for its entire existence. And this is a guy that has played in the second largest media market in the country in college here in LA. And then he also was part of the NIL generation where he is now used to handling the business aspect of things and all of the extra stuff that usually comes when you get into the league. Now we're seeing that happen earlier for college athletes, so much so that, I mean, Caleb Williams has people to handle all of his business affairs. He knows how to compartmentalize that side of the lifestyle and everything like that. That cannot go overstated about how much that is going to help him in this transition to the league so that he can focus on the things he needs to focus on. He clearly has practiced focusing on the things he needs to focus on. It's not something super tangible. You can't qualify it, but it's important nonetheless. And I just think that given the fact that he's used to the limelight and he knows how to lock in and focus and keep the main thing, to borrow a coaching term, I just think it's such a perfect storm of preparation that has specifically led him to this moment in Chicago as the first overall pick, which is something he wanted to be when he was in grade school. That is something that like he wrote down and said, I want to be the first pick of the NFL draft as a kid. And then he did it. And coming into the environment and the team and the roster that Ryan Poles just so carefully curated over the past couple seasons, it looks so good. And I'm so cautiously optimistic about this while still trying to temper expectations again, because the NFL is the NFL.
All right, Carmen, here's the thing, as I try and be cautiously optimistic, the thing that gives me caution more than anything, and I'm not saying I don't think he can do the job. I'm saying I don't know if he's the guy, is head coach Matt Eberflus. And I will say I'll be open and transparent about the fact that when things were real bad last year and they had lost 14 straight games dating back to the previous year, I wanted him fired. And I was looking at it and going, I know this isn't supposed to look good. This is a rebuild. I know it's not supposed to look good, but I don't know if it's supposed to look this bad. Now he earned some points back with me with how the second half of the season went, and now I'm just sort of on the fence and wondering if he's the guy. And what really keeps me up beyond this season, Carmen, is if he's not the guy, and they have to admit that after this year, we're going into year two of a new quarterback with a new head coach and probably a new offensive system, and it feels real familiar to a revolving door that we've been in for a long time when it comes to quarterbacks and how they're handled and the situations that they're put in here in Chicago. Where are you at with Matt Eberflus?
I am a little bit more optimistic about Matt Eberflus too, just because, yes, when things were going bad last year, he never lost the locker room. And that is so impressive, because if you can keep a locker room together, I saw it happen in Detroit too, a couple years ago before they kind of really broke out when they opened the season and their record was horrible and they'd only won one game through the first like 7 weeks or whatever it was. I was in that locker room during that time, and the guys were still enjoying each other. They were still laughing. And it's not to say work wasn't being done and they weren't concerned about, you know, what was happening on the field, but you could just tell that they all still believed in something and that they believed in the team and they believed in their coaching staff. I believe much is the same here in Chicago, where Matt Eberflus never lost that locker room last year. And his players I've talked to, even when he was in Indy, like playing for him. He has the label of a player's coach. And the fact that he was able to turn around his side of the ball towards the back half of last season, if he continues that momentum, I really think that he's going to be given a longer leash, because Ryan Poles said it in his opening introductory press conference when he was hired. He was brought here to break cycles. Firing Matt Eberflus a year after you get a new quarterback is not breaking cycles. On top of that, you just got a new offensive coordinator. You have to give that time to take hold, even if it's a little bit rocky. So if it doesn't go particularly well this year, or if they're kind of middling, I still think Matt Eberflus is safe, because I still think that the Bears need to try to have patience and really build something, but you also need to have tangible improvements. So whether that manifests in a good record or not, I don't think matters. It's just what you can see on the field, and if you can see the system working. And again, if this defense continues the trajectory that they're on, I mean, that is Matt Eberflus' side of the ball. And I don't know how you fire him if that defense still ends up as a top five unit. So I think a lot of it really rides on the defense. I think the offense can't be held against Matt Eberflus at this point, especially given the fact that you'll have brought in a new offensive coordinator who has a track record himself. So you just kind of need to be a little bit patient with stuff like that.
I really hope you're right, Carmen. I really, really do. That's Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports, Fox Sports Radio, and you can follow her on Twitter at CarmiV, and my guest for the last few minutes here on the Score Afternoon Show. Really appreciate the time and the insight, Carmen.
Anytime. Thanks so much for having me.
And she joins me on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Sports Illinois. I really hope she's right. And I will disagree with one thing she said there at the end, which is, even if they don't win a lot of games, but he has a top five defense. Nah, man, I need 9 wins. I need 9 wins for me to feel good about this thing moving into the following season and to feel really good about Matt Eberflus. I asked you before I talked with Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports what exactly, if anything, you're watching for tonight in the Bears preseason finale against the Chiefs, and got some texts here I will read. Also, I have a plea to make to Bears Nation. We need to stop all the divisiveness, and I'll tell you about exactly what. Right after this, Rami Makhlouf in for Matt Spiegel on the Score Afternoon Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.